pile of hay up there. It'd be kind of hard to just pile hay around the pole.
Yeah.
That was the idea of the pole being there. It's where you could have something on it to help hold the hay. You know?
It's just like a sort of an axe-shaped thing.
Right.
With the legs in the ground.
Yeah, right.
You remember, maybe this was before your time, but before they'd bale hay, when they'd first cut this hay and they'd let it dry in the fields, and then they'd break it up in these little piles. Would you know what they call those little piles that they'd break up?
No.
Did you ever hear of a doodle or shock or coil or rig?
I've heard of shock. Shocking hay or shocking corn, they call it. So cutting it down, the whole stalks of corn and piling it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I never saw anybody use this thing, but we had an old cradle.
Uh-huh.
It had a long, crooked handle on it, and a blade about 2 feet long. It looked like a real dangerous tool, you know, to me. And they would cut, or Daddy said they used to. I don't remember ever seeing anybody do it, but he said they would cut oats and things of that nature and let them dry and shock them and take them to the loft and keep them for the horses.
Talking about the cows, did you ever have nowadays, you wouldn't let the cows you don't have open range anymore, so you have to keep the cows in a...
Under fence.
Uh-huh. What would you call the area you let them graze in?
Oh, a pasture.
Okay. Did you ever see a special fenced-in place in the pasture, maybe where you might milk the cows or keep them overnight?
A cow pen.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's that like? Is that a very big thing?
Well, no. It's a small place that you, like if you want to, you interested in years back, ain't you? Mainly?
This boat.
Boat?
Boat.
Well, way back there, they would shut these when cows would have calves in the spring of the year. Well, when the calves got up 2 or 3 weeks old or a month old, well, they'd shut the calves up in the cow pen in the daytime.
Mm-hmm.
And the cows would go off and feed all day and come in, you know, late in the afternoon and early dark.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd turn them back into the calves and let them stay all night. And then at daylight the next morning, you'd separate the cows and calves, let the cows go back out, and the calves stay in the pen. Well, anything, if you wanted to milk any, well, you could milk them then. Way back there, far back as I can remember, that's the way they did. That's how we got our milk.
Milk them before you turned them into the calves, or first thing?
Well, sometimes they milk morning and night. But if they milked in the morning, they had to separate the calves back away from them that night, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But mainly, when they did it like that, they just milked in the evenings.
Do people do that still?
I don't know of anybody that does. Well, we milked a cow, I reckon, 4 or 5 years ago. We milked one for a while just to see how it was, see how it turned out, but we could found out we could buy the milk cheaper than you could
keep the cow.
Right, that kind. Of course, we still got cows, but we don't have a milk cow. You know? A milk cow, to get good milk, you got to feed them real good on ground feed, you know, dairy feed.
Yeah.
And our children didn't like raw milk. They weren't used to it. And,
does it taste much different?
Yeah, it's got a different taste to it. If you're used to drinking pasteurized milk or homogenized or whatever, you wouldn't because you wouldn't like raw meat or anything. I didn't care for it. But way back on it was real good. Mm-hmm. But now it's raw milk's not as good as this processed.